OpNav instruction 5354.1 Foxtrot, Navy Equal Opportunity Policy, copyright NavyBMR.com. 1. Which instruction outlines sexual harassment policy for civilian personnel? SecNav instruction 5300.26 Delta. 2. What promotes positive command morale and quality of life by providing an environment in which all personnel can perform to their maximum ability, unimpeded by institutional or individual biases based on race, color, ethnicity, national origin, sex, or religious stereotypes? Command-managed equal opportunity. Charlie, Mike, Echo, Oscar. 3. Who monitors the Navy's progress toward accomplishing EO goals and positive command climates? CNO, Charlie, November, Oscar. 4. How often must the Navy Equal Opportunity Office provide an EO climate assessment describing the health and organizational effectiveness of the Navy? Annually. 5. Which office is responsible for providing the overall direction, guidance, support, and leadership for the management of fleet and force command climates? Navy Equal Opportunity Office, November, Echo, Oscar. 6. By which date each year must the OJAG provide a summary of the fiscal year's UCMJ Article 138 and U.S. Navy Regulations Article 1150 actions relating to unlawful discrimination and sexual harassment to the Navy EO Office? November 15th. 7. Who is the investigative authority for all equal opportunity and sexual harassment complaints against flag officers or SES officials? Naval Inspector General. 8. Which center functions as the Navy's Equal Opportunity Training Manager and develops the overall Navy training strategies from the entry level all the way through the executive levels? Center for Personal and Professional Development, Charlie Papa Papa Delta. 9. Within how many days of assuming command will immediate superiors in command ensure that subordinate commanders assess their command climate? 90. 10. How often must commanding officers and officers in charge provide equal opportunity and sexual harassment training and grievance procedure instruction as required per SecNav instruction 5350.16 Alpha for all assigned command members as part of CPPD-generated GMT? Annually. 11. What is the minimum recommended number of years of active duty service for officers to be the CMEO manager? 4. 12. How long, at a minimum, should CMEO managers serve in their position? 1 year. 13. How many years must COs or OICs ensure that completed copies of all Navy Equal Opportunity and Sexual Harassment formal complaint forms are maintained in the CMEO manager record file? 3. 14. COs and OICs shall ensure that detailed naval messages are sent upon receipt of a formal complaint of unlawful discrimination or SH per which reference. DoD Directive 1325.6. 15. Within how many days of completing the command climate assessment must COs and OICs ensure that a climate assessment executive summary is submitted to the Echelon 3 EOA as applicable via the ISIC? 60. 16. Who serves as the primary advisor and subject matter expert to commanders and CMEO managers, as well as provides assistance to other members in the chain of command on EO issues? EOA, Echo Oscar Alpha. 17. Who functions as the single point of contact, when practicable, for command equal opportunity issues? CMEO Manager. 18. How many years will CMEO managers maintain CMEO record files? 3. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. OpNav instruction 5354.1 Foxtrot, Navy Equal Opportunity Policy, copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 1. 1. which representatives are assigned by the commander to ensure that complainants, accused, and witnesses in equal opportunity and sexual harassment cases are informed of the complaint process and are advised of the available support and counseling services. Advocates. 2. What institute is responsible for developing and conducting education and training in the administration of military EO, EEO, human relations, and diversity? Defense Equal Opportunity Management Institute, Delta Echo Oscar, Mike, India. 3. What is defined as the right of all persons to participate and benefit from the programs and activities for which they are qualified? Equal Opportunity, Echo Oscar. 4. Which NEC is held by Equal Opportunity Advisors? NEC 9515. 5. Which system resolve equal opportunity complaints at the lowest appropriate chain of command level? Informal Resolution System, India Romeo Sierra. 6. Which objective test is used to determine if behavior meets the legal test for unlawful discrimination or sexual harassment? Reasonable Person Standard. 7. Which term is defined as taking or threatening to take an unfavorable personnel action or withholding or threatening to withhold a favorable personnel action or any other act of retaliation against a military member for making or preparing a protected communication? Reprisal. 8. Which process identifies areas of concern or issues related to command climate by finding areas of commonality in a minimum of 3 areas of the command assessment? Triangulation method. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. OPNAV Instruction 5354.1 Foxtrot, Navy Equal Opportunity Policy. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 2. 1. Which type of behavior is not asked for and is considered as undesirable or offensive? Unwelcome. 2. Where must unwelcome sexual behavior occur in or impact to be considered sexual harassment? Work environment. 3. Which type of sexual harassment have personnel been subjected to when they are offered or denied something that is work-connected in return for submitting to or rejecting unwelcome sexual behavior? Quid pro quo. 4. Which color light on the traffic light scale would touching, which could not reasonably be perceived in a sexual way, such as shaking hands or a friendly pat on the shoulder, be identified as? Green. 5. Which color light on the traffic light scale would repeated requests for dates, leering, staring, or whistling be that many would find unacceptable? Yellow. 6. Which color light on the traffic light scale would sexual favors in return for employment rewards be that are always considered sexual harassment? Red. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. OPNAV Instruction 5354.1 Foxtrot, Navy Equal Opportunity Policy. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 5. 1. What is the primary and preferred channel for identifying and correcting discriminatory practices? Chain of command. 2. Which instruction contains the DON's policy on military equal opportunity complaint processing? SECNAV Instruction 5350.16 Alpha. 3. How many days within the offending incident should equal opportunity complaints be made? 60. 4. Which form can individuals use to file equal opportunity complaints? NAVPERS 5354/2. 5. Within how many calendar days of receipt must personnel who receive a formal equal opportunity complaint submit the complaint to the commander or other designated authority? 1. 6. Within how many hours of receiving a formal equal opportunity complaint must an advocate be assigned to each complainant, alleged offender, as well as any witness to ensure they are informed about complaint processing? 24. 7. Within how many hours after receiving an equal opportunity complaint submission must the investigation commence? 72. 8. Within how many days after the equal opportunity investigation commences must a closeout message be sent describing what actions were taken? 20. 9. How often must an updated message be sent if the Equal Opportunity Complaint Investigation is not completed at the 20-day point until the closeout message describing case disposition is released? Every 14 days. 10. How many days after the final Equal Opportunity Investigation action must commands conduct a follow-up debrief? 30 to 45. 11. How many months must commands maintain completed Equal Opportunity complaints and investigations for? 36. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. OPNAV Instruction 5354.1 Foxtrot, Navy Equal Opportunity Policy, copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 7. 1. Who serve as the primary advisors and subject matter experts to commanders and command-managed equal opportunity managers, providing assistance to other members in the chain of command on EO issues? EOAs, Echo Oscar Alphas. 2. How often must EOAs conduct a review of subordinate command's executive summaries and provide a summary of the areas of concern to the commander? Annually. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. OPNAV Instruction 5354.1 Foxtrot, Navy Equal Opportunity Policy, copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 8. 1. The role of what person is to ensure that the complainant, accused, and witness in an EO case are informed about EO complaint processing and are advised of available support and counseling services. Personal Advocate. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.